I definitely advise students to attend as many conferences. As you mentioned, you never know who you're going to meet. Networking and meeting new people and people who are influential can certainly be a huge asset in terms of helping you obtain more information and more knowledge about various topics and various major issues of concern.
You grow as an individual, you grow as an intellectual. Every event you go to provides you with another stimulating experience. Whether it's your thoughts, whether it's new friends, new networking, new ideas, it's a very growing, rewarding experience.
Adlan, while at the NATO Association of Canada, what would you say are some of the areas that you want to focus on?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that NATO Association of Canada is a great opportunity for any aspiring researcher and person who has interest in analyzing, reporting, writing research, writing articles, and developing your own skill set in that regards too. I think NATO Association of Canada is doing a great job at covering different topics, different regions. The young and bright people that work here, they're very talented, very professional. They do a great job at writing articles and covering many important issues that arise every day and at the same time relate to NATO and our role as Canada in NATO and relates to us in particular. With regards to my goal here is, I'd like to say that while the association is doing a great job at covering many issues, I still think there is a gap or lack of information with regards to the Caucasus region and security issues that exist there. At the same time, the expansion of NATO, that is, we're looking at prospects of Georgia joining NATO at some point. I believe that I could bring something interesting that comes from my expertise and the focus of my studies and my knowledge and personal experience with the region. I would like to bring my experience and my knowledge to the service of greater knowledge and awareness in Canada and this association to the people who have interest in current global issues.
Certainly, and as you mentioned, the NATO Association of Canada has various news that it covers, and we have different programs. For those who are listening today, you can go on the NATO Association of Canada's website, and you have accessibility to all of the different programs. And I have to say that over the past 4 months, I've had the privilege of getting to know a lot of the program editors, and I've been exposed to a wealth of information pertaining to the different issues that are ongoing. I think that the work that all of the program editors do is admirable, and at the same time, it's a huge civil justice to the community. I think that the best thing that the youth today who are listening to this podcast can do is to become informed, become educated, do as much research, rely on sources that are not only relevant but reliable. I strongly feel that the NATO Association of Canada is a great thing to be a part of, and we have so many opportunities in terms of internships and junior research fellowships. I started here as a program editor of Global Horizons, this program, in September. And I have to say that over the past 4 months, I've been provided with many opportunities to interview diplomats, government officials, and influential members of the community who have made a significant difference in terms of international relations and affairs. And one of the main things that I would oftentimes do is I would attend every conference, every roundtable, and every event that took place in pretty much Toronto, Ottawa, and within the GTA, because I wanted to network and because I wanted to take that opportunity to learn as much as possible. So the beauty behind working for the NATO Association of Canada is that there are all of these different opportunities for you to be involved and for you to make a difference. So for those who are interested in perhaps potentially becoming a junior research fellow or a program editor, there are opportunities that come up every season, so every 4 months, the fall term, winter, spring, and summer. So I oftentimes suggest and recommend to the youth to look into the internships and to look into the junior research fellowships that are made available. Also, becoming a member is very valuable because then you obtain that accessibility to everything that's coming up, all of the roundtables, all of the events, the conferences, and like you said, you obtain that wealth of knowledge, and you're not only doing a justice to the community by becoming educated about these issues, but you're doing a justice to yourself by becoming more informed about relevant areas of interest to you.
We have a wonderful team of young students, graduates. It's a very fun environment. They're very interesting people. I mean, besides just being the internship where they would, you know, where you would expect someone to load you with work and sit at your cubicle and go back home tired, it's a very different experience. We have a great team. It's so much fun here. There are very interesting people. It feels like one big family or friends here, even if you spend only 1 or 2 days here. It's a very different atmosphere, first of all. The second thing I would like to say is it's also about community, because it is in our name, association. So it's the association that connects us to the NATO. And NATO is not just an alliance. NATO is much bigger than a military alliance. NATO is about building a community. It's about building a common culture and understanding between the countries that are members of NATO. So we're doing a very important work here, which is building a community, because you have to connect the society. You have to have this cultural component if we want the NATO to be viable in the long term, and it's impossible to overemphasize that. So culture, society, building of a culture and understanding, building of a NATO community is one of the most important things that our association is doing, in my view. And that is why it's not just about learning and doing an internship and leaving, or it's not just about going on a website and reading an article or two. It's about discussion, it's about understanding, it's about networking, it's about socializing and being part of this community, whether you're just starting your internship or you're an alumni and you're still part of that community.
I strongly agree with you. I mean, obtaining the knowledge is one thing, but using and applying it and becoming a member of something that is so powerful and has such a significant impact, I think is not only essential, but crucial in the long term. And that's why we have a wealth. We have a big community of members and people who are a part of the NATO Association of Canada and who want to be a part of not only the events that happen. It's not just about the roundtables and the conferences, but it's about being involved and about seeing what are certain members doing, what changes can be implemented, where do we see the future of the association, and what can we do in order to be not only actively involved, but committed to the main purpose.
I agree. And on top of everything, we need to understand and be able to appreciate the fact that we have safety and security here. We need to appreciate that, and we need to understand that it is due to our long-term and long-standing relations with other members and communities. Because if we start taking it for granted, if we do not acknowledge that, if we don't work together to keep it together, to develop it, and to strengthen that relationship, we might put ourselves in danger of ignorance and eventually decay. It's very important to realize that we owe a lot of our prosperous and safe life, and it's important to understand that we shouldn't take it for granted. Sometimes we don't even think about those basic things. But once you're out there, once you're traveling in countries that are not safe and where people struggle to make a living or are not sure whether they're going to be alive today or tomorrow, you do appreciate the importance of such an organization and such a community. It comes with appreciation and acknowledgement.
Definitely. So. Adlan, moving forward, I know that you have extensive experience in public relations, management, and consulting. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
That's the most difficult question to answer. It's something like gazing into the future. What's going to happen in 5 years?
Tell me.
It's very hard to tell, to know exactly where you, what an individual is going to do in 5 years. We live in a very fast-changing world. The rate of change is just accelerating day by day. Technology, the world, the labor is becoming more mobile. Our interests may shift, and the workplace, the workforce is becoming more fluid. The economy is changing a lot. It's very hard to... we may have ambitions and interests, however they may be achieved or not. What I can say with certainty is I'd like to see myself in a place where I can use my analytical skills, my experience, my work experience, my research experience. I'd like to see myself working and contributing to the society, to the Canadian society, to our country, in a way which I was taught, in the most productive way. And that would combine with my interest in research, analytics, and that would go well with the skills that I acquired thanks to my professors and the educational institution where I studied. So thanks to U of T and thanks to many great professors, many great people within U of T and outside of it, many great individuals who possess enormous wisdom and knowledge and their advice. I've acquired skills. I have interests. So I hope to be in a place where I can use my skills that relates to my interest and that serves Canadian society. That's where I see myself in 5 years.